For the second time in a handful of years, Sackville is home to a construction crane. The large structure has been set up on York Street and was working on Tuesday afternoon, along with other machines continuing to excavate the future site of a seven-story residential development being built by John Lafford and Mike Wilson. The York Street project came up briefly in Tantramar Council's meeting on Monday when Treasurer Michael Beale gave his financial report and noted the municipality's bump in revenue so far this year from development fees.
The building permits for the first quarter that we received for revenue was over $300,000. We have an overall annual budget of $100,000, so that will very much exceed our estimate. Large projects, of course, that were done through the university and the Lafford development. So those are anomalies and not the norm, of course.
According to reports from Plan 360, the value of building permits in Tantramar varied dramatically over the first 4 months of 2025, ranging from just under $30,000 in February to over $20 million in April. The biggest project permitted in April was the new temporary library building and future athletic facility being built by Mount Allison University on Lansdowne Street. Combined with a parking lot to be built where Lansdowne Field stands, the project permit totaled about $18.5 million. The permit for the new Lafford Wilson development on York Street is expected to be included in the May report from Plan 360, but last year, Lafford estimated the project could cost between $25 and $30 million. CHMA has reached out to John Lafford for an update on the York, as well as another soon-to-be-completed project at 131 Main Street, and we're waiting to hear back.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.